Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, January 29th. A Tesla Model Y prototype was spotted in Toronto, feeding the rumors that Tesla might start deliveries in Canada. Although Tesla typically releases models in Canada a few months after the United States, it's possible that Tesla is focusing deliveries due to Canada's lowered incentives that begin in April. CEO Elon Musk said that he expects Tesla to hit volume Model Y production in mid-2020. The McKinsey management consulting firm published The Road Ahead for E-Mobility, a major 2020 study about EV adoption. To gain insights, researchers conducted surveys with 11,100 customers, including 1,200 EV owners. Some highlights from the study include EV awareness has reached an all-time high of 90%. Globally, the willingness to purchase an EV rose as high as 51%. There are obstacles noted, such as range anxiety and the lack of EVs on the showroom floor. The study named consumer demand as the last big unknown for widespread EV adoption. Two new electric car reviews have been published on Electrek. First, the Porsche Taycan with Seth Weintraub. The new all-electric Taycan is a Porsche-made ground-up EV sedan with seating for four adults and a 0 to 60 time listed at 2.6 seconds. The car reportedly performed better in person, estimating close to 2.4 if conditions are right. Range estimates from the manufacturer align in real life, even when the car was ridden in sport mode. With only the two-speed gearbox, the Taycan tops out at about 160 miles an hour. It felt comfortable and quiet with almost no cabin noise, even at absurd acceleration. Porsche USA CEO Klaus Zellmer noted that Porsche dealers, of all people, came away from the first drive wondering why Porsche was still making internal combustion engine cars. With all these great benefits, the car will be out of reach for many buyers, with an expected price of around $200,000. Seth concludes, a Taycan is an amazing vehicle all around. The next review is the new electric Mini Cooper SE. Electrek's own Jamie Down gives a very detailed and thorough review based on his two-year experience as one of the 450 original test drivers for the 2009 Mini-E. For $29,000 before incentives, the SE carries a 32 kilowatt-hour battery, good for about 110 miles of range. The electric motor is rated for 181 horsepower, or 199 pound-feet of torque, and will get you 60 miles an hour in 6.9 seconds, with a top speed of 93 miles an hour. This new vehicle is quicker and far more refined than the original, with improved pedal control, regenerative braking responsiveness, and traction control. The Mini SE offers 50 kilowatt charging, which unfortunately lags behind the competition, widely using from 100 to 250 kilowatts for charging. To its credit, the Mini E charges quite quickly, as it uses a much smaller battery pack. Cold weather performance looks promising since it uses an energy-efficient heat pump for much improved climate control efficiency. In summary, Dow reports, quote, "Some say the Mini would make a great second car, but I contest that. The Mini Cooper SE makes a great first car for a household with more than one car." Close quote. Ford's Lincoln luxury brand announced a new partnership with Rivian to build an all-new fully electric vehicle using Rivian's electric platform. Over the last year, Rivian has secured almost $3 billion in investments from several companies, including Ford, who invested $500 million in the startup. Joy Falotico, president of the Lincoln Motor Company, commented on the news, quote, "Working with Rivian marks a pivotal point for Lincoln as we move towards a future that includes fully electric vehicles." Hyundai gave a recent range boost to the 2020 IONIQ Electric. However, the Korean automaker has now announced U.S. prices, and it comes with a higher price tag. Previously selling for $30,000 and holding a 28 kilowatt-hour pack, the new 2020 model will have a $33,000 price tag and have a 38.3 kilowatt-hour pack. With a larger battery pack, the EPA range will increase from 124 up to the current 170 miles. Audi is launching a new electric car ad campaign featuring Game of Thrones' Maisie Williams that will debut at the Super Bowl this weekend. In Electrek's green energy brief, The Guardian has announced today that it will no longer take advertising money for either online or print from companies that extract fossil fuels. This move is part of the International News Organization's efforts to reduce their own carbon footprint. Duke Energy has announced that it will build two new solar farms in Florida's Hamilton and Columbia counties. The Hamilton plant will be built on 460 acres And once operational, the 74.9 megawatt facility will consist of approximately 235,000 tracking solar panels to power approximately 23,000 homes at peak production. The Burning Man project has launched a contest to make its property, Fly Ranch, sustainable. The project will give out $150,000 in awards to selected teams to build a functional prototype on site in 2021. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Filson, a Seattle-based outfitter and manufacturer, has partnered with Zero Motorcycles to produce a forest-taming electric motorcycle. Filson says it was inspired by the vast network of roads providing access to forests of the Pacific Northwest. The redesign includes a wealth of saddlebags, off-road tires, side cargo rails, cargo kickstand, and a rugged fairing. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.